Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to another episode
of Pork Therapy. Wow, I finished your sentence. Are we able to do that yet?
That works.
Yeah. So we're here at the very high tech Pork Therapy studio.
Our mobile studio, where, and this is, by the way, Pork Therapy, where communication
wait
is key in all relationships. In case you're confusing with the other Pork Therapy.
Yeah. There is another Pork Therapy. No, there's not.
Well, if there is, they don't have as awesome a slogan as we do.
No way. It can't even come close. So, yeah, we're here again. And somehow you keep coming back if you're hearing our voices. So,
appreciate it.
We want to thank you for that. We don't know why you come back, but somehow you do.
I don't know why either, but I'm not going to make fun of you unless it's behind your back. So thanks for listening.
Oh, come on. You make fun of the listeners every episode.
That's you.
Go back and listen.
Do I really?
Yeah.
I'm famous for it.
That's
sorry,
like
listeners.
What you do.
I'm not famous for anything.
Okay. Maybe we should ask our friends about that.
Yeah.
So what are we doing tonight, Mike?
Well, first, some normal stuff. We have, we've mentioned this before, but
there's nothing normal about this podcast.
Normal for this podcast. Everything's relative.
Okay. Yeah,
our website is porktherapy.com.
Yes, our new website.
That's
because
right.
Kevin Dean is the man, and he rocks.
And actually, you can also go to twitter.porktherapy.com.
Oh, that's right. We're tweeting.
If you want to twit our Twitters.
If you want to twat.
If you want to twat.
Isn't there twatter?
And
there's facial book, too.
Oh, yeah. Is it facebook.porktherapy.com?
Oh, yeah. We have a Facebook
page. And that'll send you there.
Not a facial book page, but we have a
facial book page.
Facebook
page. That's a whole other podcast. If you'd like to send us a questions, we'd love you to do it. And you can still send, at the moment, you can still send them to porktherapy@gmail.com.
You can.
But we also have, and we're going to be using instead in the future.
By the time you hear this,
it should be in
we'll
effect.
Have them.
It's
yes.
called. You
it
can send your, send them to questions@porktherapy.com.
Or you can, if you want to, like, you know, ask us on dates, or if you want to get in touch with us personally.
My jaw's on the floor, so go ahead, whatever
yes,
she says.
Go pick it up. No, if you want to contact either one of us. Whoa, we're getting a little...
we're in the
flashlight.
Limelight.
Yes, we are. Flashlight shined in our...
If you want to contact either one of us...
Interrogated. You can email us, mike@porktherapy.com, and Mike, you give out mine.
Stephanie@porktherapy.com.
Yeah.
That's
like
Stephanie.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate that. And for those of you who heard that smack, I'll let their imagination roam. Let your imagine what he was smacking, but it wasn't me.
Well, wait, it wasn't me either.
It was a hairy, furry beast, actually.
Well, then it was me.
All right, enough of that.
Okay, so what are we going to talk about tonight?
That's a good question. What are we going to talk about? Oh, we're going to talk about trust.
Yes.
That was right. So we had a question suggested personally to one of us. I guess
it's not so much a question as just a topic.
Yeah, just a topic. There wasn't any specific question, I guess, unless anyone in the room has a specific question.
In the studio.
In the studio. Oh, yes, our mobile studio. unless anybody has a specific question about trust. Whoa, the hairy beast.
I trust that this dog will not bite me in the face despite being inches away.
Yes.
So let's talk about...
It's easy to trust a cute furry creature who has no malice and no concept
This dog has malice. I've seen this dog have malice towards young humans.
Okay. I guess my theory...
What is the basis of trust for wise people?
Not for individual sovereigns?
Well, that gives away who asked the last question about the meaning.
For wise people. The basis of trust is an excellent place to start.
That's a good place to start, yeah. So, okay, so we're talking about trust. That's the theme.
Although,
the basis of trust.
Do you mean what is the base for the existence of trust or the reason to have it?
No, we can't clarify the questions. We just
talk
about them.
Okay. All right.
So, the point of Pork Therapy is not to give you customer service, right? It's just
yeah, fuck you.
Yeah. No, we're kidding. We welcome clarifying remarks, but
now we'll just go with it. Okay. So
Mike,
what's
the basis of trust for you? What does it mean for you?
Well, I guess I'm going to go with what trust is to me, and the basis
is
it's kind of a respect. And an expectation of consistency, of I guess it's more respect than consistency because...
An expectation of respect? Is that what you said?
No, but I like that.
Okay.
An expectation of respect. You trust that something will happen or somebody will do something or not do something,
uh-huh.
you know, or not happen.
Yeah, I think often it's trusting that someone will not do something.
Right. I mean, you could
phrase it either way. I mean, you know,
and it's irrelevant to what it means, whether it happens or doesn't happen. You're trusting that X, right? And
I guess,
could be,
yeah.
It happens or doesn't. You can also
right.
trust
you
that...
You can frame it in different... Like, for example, we should give it an example.
Okay.
Like, if someone has a romantic partner and they trust that their partner will be faithful to them or will not cheat on them. I guess you could phrase it in a negative way or a positive way, but they're expecting that their partner is going to have certain behavior or not have certain behavior.
Right. I want to get another kind of trust out of the way or another
yeah.
level perhaps, and that is
Me
like
too.
The you're going to trust that your house isn't going to collapse tomorrow. Well,
yes.
that's maybe
yeah.
that's that really doesn't have much to do with respect. That has to do with well, maybe it does. I mean, you trust that they that whomever you purchased it from or whomever built it did
I don't know.
A good
is
job.
That, is that trust though? Because I think that's more of a like a numbers game. You know, like if you knew your roof was leaking and your house was kind of rotting out and you were thinking that there's a good probability that maybe it's going to collapse on you at some point in the near future, then I don't know. I don't think that's trust. I think that's more of a chance.
Well,
because the house can't. The house is inanimate. And so
right, that's where I was going.
It can't
I
trust
think
you
I,
back.
I would,
it can't...
I would say that you could use the word trust in that regard, but
it's a
different totally
meaning.
Different. Yeah, it's
yeah.
totally different
it's
than trusting a person.
It's not the same as trusting
which is your
someone
example.
You have a relationship with.
Right.
right.
And so that's why I think respect is involved, because you're trusting someone to do what they said
mm-hmm.
or don't do what they said they wouldn't do.
Right.
You're trusting them
to keep their agreements, which is something that we've talked about before, right?
And whatever their agreement is, whether it's in a romantic relationship or whether it's I'll pick you up at 5 o'clock or...
Yeah, or I'll show up at the restaurant
or
at
I'll
7
pay you
o'clock.
This money back or whatever. Right. Well, actually, I now trust that you won't.
But at least I'll text you and tell you
that's
I'm not
right.
going to make it
that's
on time.
That's right.
That's communication, right?
That's right. See podcast one, or whatever it was.
No, actually, you know, I think that actually brings up a good point, because communication is essential for trust to occur. Would you agree with that?
That's a given. I think communication is essential for anything.
Yeah, but it's not always obvious. We have to say it.
Oh, okay.
We
yeah, communication is essential for trust.
Yes.
And is in key.
Is key
in all
relationships. That's right. yeah. So, yeah, communication, I
yes.
think that, like, I gave the example of showing, we were meeting at a restaurant with a group of friends before we started unpacking the Pork Therapy mobile studio.
Which took hours.
Oh, yes, it was, we slaved away with all these wires and connectors. Oy vey. So we had plans to meet at the restaurant at 7, and I was 10 minutes late, and that's pretty good for me, like, if you know... If you know me, then you know that I'm typically running a little bit late. I'm a busy girl. You know, I have the best of intentions. I try not to be late. I try to leave the work early so I can get to the restaurant to meet you. But I was just 10 minutes late, and I felt bad about it. But what could I do at the time? You know, I was already late. So I text messaged you, and I said, hey,
I'm
going to be 10 minutes late. I'll see you when I get there. And you wrote back to me, and you said, oh, okay, no problem.
Yeah.
I'll see you when you get there.
Yeah. And, you know, depending on the circumstance, it might have been a problem, and we'd have to deal with it, or maybe it wasn't, and no big deal.
Yeah.
But, you know, you said something that I want to branch off onto, and that is you said, I had the best of intentions. And I don't want to, I don't want to come down on you, but let's talk about that.
Sure,
the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
It sure is.
You know, you can have good intentions, and you may love helping people and making people happy, and if you're not trustworthy, you're not trustworthy. It's almost unrelated. If you don't do what you say, and I'm not saying that's you, but if you just never do what you say, and...
It's true, I know a person that's sort of makes me think of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, good intentions, I think it does not make for trust. It's like unrelated.
It's,
you can have good intentions and not be trustworthy, or vice versa, or you can have both or neither.
Although, you know, like, there are extenuating circumstances that come up. Like, for instance, I'm thinking of, like, an example, you know. Let's say you have a friend, and your friend always, meets you on time, but then one time they don't show up and they're keeping you waiting for a half hour.
Right.
Well, you know, maybe you'd start to get worried about them and you'd think, yep. Well, are they okay? Did they have a flat tire or something? What happened to them? But, you know, let's say you have another friend and every time you make plans with them, they blow you off or they're late or whatever.
Right.
That just kind of shows that they don't care about you.
They don't trust, they don't respect.
They don't respect you, right.
Your time or your effort or your, effort.
Yeah, they just don't care. They're focused on themselves, I guess, or they're focused on other things.
Right. But
and
you know
so
what?
How can you?
That's actually more respect than trust, because if you get a mm-hmm. person like that, you can trust that they will always be late.
Yeah.
Always blow you off.
Yeah, I guess
so
that's true.
So that's where consistency comes
into trust
play.
is the feeling that you know what's going to happen. And maybe it's a sense of security.
It's back to your consistency.
Yeah, so
right, consistency. Knowing what's...
I trust everyone.
Right.
And some people I trust to be trained.
Well, that's...
Yeah.
You know, I think that's correct, but I don't think that's always the case. Because sometimes you can trust in consistency, and sometimes, like, if you said to me, I'm going to do this for you tomorrow, or I will help you out tomorrow,
uh-huh.
you've never done that before, but I trust it would be done. So there's no mm-hmm. consistency there,
yeah.
but it's more respect. I respect that she's going to honor her word.
Mm-hmm. And it's... I think trust is...
So I think it's both.
Trust, like, happens over time. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I
like,
mean,
you can't... It's really hard to trust someone who you just met, and you don't know what track record they have.
I don't think you can trust them. I think you might give them the benefit of the doubt if you don't know them, or,
right. that's,
or
that's
hope that they'll do well. But
than trust,
yeah, you can't really be trusting a stranger.
Because you could give someone the benefit of the
doubt,
but... Yeah.
Although, you could go on, like, reputation. Like, you've heard of this person, and you...
Oh, that's another thing. That's a really interesting thing to talk about, because... You know, like, people in our circles, I guess, can be pretty harsh about ostracizing others sometimes when they...
And necessarily so.
Right, yeah, I mean, that's a big deal, like, around people that we know, right?
Yes.
When they feel that they've been betrayed, they won't make any bones about ostracizing someone.
Right.
So, what do you think about that?
Well, boy, it seems like there's a lot of flavors of trust.
Yeah, there are a lot of
flavors
of trust.
By the original question asker, a couple of variations of the question.
Oh, these are
like,
just going to confuse me even more.
Different flavors of trust, like fiduciarial trust, which I'm not sure, do you mean like literally a trust the way legally, or just money related?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Whatever
that
I want to
clarifies
interpret.
Things.
But he also
the communication
suggested,
is a little muddled.
Yeah. He also wants to hear about fidelity, expectation,
so he wrote
and honor,
a couple
which
words
we briefly
down
mentioned.
For us.
Right.
Yeah.
Expectation, I think, goes back to consistency. You expect someone to either follow through on the word because they always have,
or
not
because
they never do.
Because they have a track
do.
Record
yes.
of doing that, and it's, yeah.
Right.
I think we repeated ourselves several times.
Well, that's our specialty. Are you still listening?
Why?
Can I trust that my money is going to be worth what it is today?
Oh.
The rest of my money is going to be worth that same amount 10 years from now.
Okay, well,
yeah,
that's
a whole other... Can you trust an entity, I guess, is what you're saying? Like, yeah, can you trust a system?
Well, okay, and regarding... First of all, kind of like an inanimate object, it wouldn't be able to trust you back or respect you. So there's that regard. But in terms
right.
of consistency, I think you can trust a system or even maybe an object, like a
you
car.
You can trust a system to fail all
exactly.
the time.
But that's the same thing we said
yeah.
before. Like, trust you'd always be on time or always be late.
Right.
I think I can trust that my money will be far less valuable in 10 years.
Well, if you're talking
money
about
being,
Federal Reserve notes.
Right. But I can
because
also trust that
more and more
the gold
and more.
That I possess will be far more valuable in regard, measured in Federal
relative
Reserve notes.
Relative to
yeah.
FRNs, yeah.
And I think that's a very trustworthy assumption based on
the
expectations,
rate
history.
The gold standard of human trust.
Now we're talking about a different kind of gold standard of human trust.
I think
yeah.
it's based on the same thing, and that is reputation, history, expectation, and consistency.
I think, I'm going to make a statement here. Thank you. I think that the most essential element in trust is time.
Okay.
And history. And just the number
of... The most essential? I mean, you can't have trust without time, I don't think. You think it's the most essential?
I think it's... Well, I would say necessary, but not sufficient.
Well,
but
actually,
it's very necessary. I mean...
It is necessary, and actually it may be sufficient, because we're not saying trust is always positive.
Right.
You could trust them to always be right.
It's based on your past experiences
right.
with someone. And the more past experiences you have, the more basis you have for forming an opinion of what you think is going to happen in the future, and therefore the more basis you have for forming trust,
right?
Or forming.
Let's talk about fidelity because that's one of the words presented here in relation to a romantic relationship. Let's call it a monogamous relationship.
Okay.
And
yeah, because
talk about
that's,
trust.
That's
so when you
something in monogamous relationships that seems to be a central theme, right?
Fidelity.
Not just fidelity, but trust.
Yeah, I think it's pretty essential in all relationships. Like
it is.
In poly relationships, you make an agreement.
Sure.
And you trust that it won't be broken.
Right.
Okay. But my point would be to go through like an example. When you first get together with someone, I guess in any kind of relationship, mm-hmm. you can't really trust them if you don't know them. You hope they'll do well. Mm-hmm. Maybe you know of them through friends, and so you hear kind of a reputation. You haven't. The more you know them, the more expectation. Mm-hmm. The more history you have.
Well, for certain people too, I think people who have bad experiences, you know, like they got burned once.
Right. They're less likely to
trust.
They're
less likely to trust. Yeah.
That is very true.
And how do you become trusting again if you've been badly hurt?
Because
how do you get to the point where you're able to trust someone else?
I know someone who does this, and I think many people do. If their trust is betrayed, they have a hard time trusting, period. Instead of just not trusting that betrayer.
Right, they're projecting it onto everyone
else.
Right, which I don't think is fair. I mean,
it's not fair, but it's not fair to the people who they don't trust anymore, but it's also not fair to themselves. They don't,
right.
If they don't have anyone to trust, they're a lot more alone.
Absolutely, yeah.
In all their responsibilities and their
social
engagements.
I assume you mean to trust in a good way, like to trust that they'll be there for...
Right, or maybe what they actually lose is trust in humanity. You know, because if they don't trust, if their trust is betrayed once and they no longer trust anyone else,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a lot harder to regain that trust or to rebuild it.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm facing this. I don't know how to deal with that.
Mm-hmm. You're facing this now?
Yes.
In a personal issue?
In a personal relationship.
Do you want to elaborate on that? Or?
Not too much,
okay.
But someone who I'm pretty close to has very much difficulty and not much desire to trust.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she does have desire, and she wants to. That she wants to know what it means more, and and I don't really know how to go about that. I mean, I just try and honor my word and do what I would say, or don't do what I say I won't do, and give her every. I'm basically just trying to build my reputation with her from the ground up. I mean, we've known each other a short while, so there's a little bit of time there for her to possibly trust me if she was not damaged off the start.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's all you can do in a situation like
just
that.
Give it
if
time.
You have a person who's reluctant to trust you, who you really want them, you can't make someone trust you, right?
No.
Just like you can't make someone love you.
Yeah.
Right? You can't elicit that emotion from someone else. You have to sort of persuade or coax it out of them, I guess.
Earn it. And you know what?
Absolutely.
This is actually related to reputation, because your reputation really isn't your own. It's what other people think of you. Only you can affect it by doing certain things, acting a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Same with trust. And trust and reputation are very strongly linked.
Right. And I think that goes back to what we were saying about apologies, like, during our first episode. We sort of touched on that before. But, you know, like, I have known people who, you know, have done things... whether it be to me or to other people, and have apologized for it, but then have gone and acted the exact same way after they apologize and done the same thing that they apologized for over and over again.
Yeah, and their apology...
And that just makes it meaningless.
And then you can either trust that their apology is meaningless and they'll keep acting the same way.
And then you it doesn't mean as much in the future, right?
Yeah. Yes.
You ignore it because it's kind of worthless. So
you can... use trust a number of ways in the English language. You can trust inanimate objects. You can trust systems because there's history. There's reputation, not reputation. There's, I guess history of consistency.
I don't really trust systems too much, actually.
Well, do you trust them to not work, or can you not trust them? Or do you trust them to not change, or do you trust them to change, and therefore you can't trust them to be consistent?
I kind of trust them to not work.
Okay, well,
this is very general, though.
I know, it's incredibly general.
I'm specifically talking about governments, which are...
I trust them to always fail, to always grow, to always aggress.
They're great at killing people.
Yes, but my point is you can trust things other than people. You can trust to some degree.
So. Yeah.
And then there's the kind of...
It's a different meaning, though, especially in my mind.
And then you can trust people, which involves...
It's different when it's a person that can trust you back.
Yeah. Or respect you, or earn
your trust.
Their trust.
Exactly. exactly. Have we exhausted this topic and our audience? I think we have.
Wake up. Any other questions? Oh, of course, but we only have 20 minutes.
Yes. I think we're going to have to vacate the pork therapy couch on this topic.
All right. But we can certainly revisit trust
you
again.
You can trust that there will be another episode that will appear next
excellent,
week.
Excellent.
Yes. isn't that right, Mike?
that's right, because not only is the pork therapy studio portable, so is our couch.
Mm-hmm, and so are we. We're portable.
I'm a portobello.
Oh, hot. That's cool. Yeah, I don't know what to say about that, but sounds good.
Okay, well,
you
thanks.
Can be anything you want to be.
Yeah. My mom always said that.
Well,
you can be anything you want to be. I want to be a mushroom.
Yes, that's a lofty goal. All right.
Mike just always wanted to be a fun guy.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
I hope the microphone picked that up.
He actually is a fun guy.
Which kind? Oh.
There isn't much room in the pork therapy studio.
There isn't much room left in this episode.
Yeah, exactly. So all right, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks, and send us more questions at questions@porktherapy.com or
yes.
suggestions.
Or go to our Facebook page and...
Facebook.porktherapy.com.
You could be doing something productive, but or we know you don't want to do that.
You'd rather waste 22 minutes listening to us.
Exactly.
Fools. Oh, you're right, I did just make fun of them, didn't I?
Oh, you do it every time. Okay. I trust that you're going to make fun of the listeners every time.
And I trust that if you actually give a shit about this podcast, you can follow our tweets at twitter.podtherapy.com.
Follow our twats.
Follow our tweets about our twat.
Do you have a twat?
Oh, okay, yours.
Okay, I think I'm the only one in this room with a twat, actually.
Well, you should have heard the conversation over dinner.
Oh, that's right.
All right, thanks for listening.
Yes, bye. Bye for now. We'll be back.
You trust it.
Yes.